Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, there we go.
There it is.
A little 430-90s. Ah, oh, yeah. Come on.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
Come on.
Underneath the Christmas tree, I just...
Come on, Jack. I know you hate this song.
Come on.
I just want you for my own. More than you would ever know. Make my wish come true. Baby, all I want for Christmas is you.
Oh, it's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz at Chickies in South Philly. It's your
430-90s.
Oh, what a tune. What a tune.
Classic.
Do you remember Mariah Carey's moment where she popped up into, like, when she became a star? Wasn't it when she sang the Jackson 5 song on Unplugged or something, on MTV? There was one Mariah Carey moment.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, for me, I was a Mariah Carey fan from her first single. I had a vision of love. You remember that?
Vision, I don't remember that one.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite one is Honey.
That was her
first song. Honey is my favorite.
Oh, yeah. Come on now. Yeah, that was a banger. You like the remix with Jay-Z?
No, it was with Mace.
Was it with Mace?
I thought it was Jay-Z. Okay. Yeah, it was with Mace. I'm trying to think of what the big song was that she did. In any case, whatever.
Yes.
You want to do a little Around the Lake? Let's go Around the Lake.
Yeah, these teams stink.
It's time to go Around the Lake.
Around the Lake.
Dallas sucks!
Oh, there we go, Around the Lake. Around the Lake. Well, Dallas Cowboys eliminated from playoff contention. Wait, were they eliminated? They were eliminated last week, right?
No,
they got eliminated when the Eagles won.
When the Eagles won. There we go. So
and Herbie did a number on them.
Your guy.
Yeah.
Your guy, Justin Herbert.
Might be figuring it out.
Better win a playoff game.
Nope.
Yeah, seriously, man.
Captain Hypothetical.
All right. Let's go around the lake. So after the Eagles game on Saturday, the Bears played the Packers in a... What a game that was.
That was an awesome game Saturday.
Bears and Packers.
That's Yoshi. That's why I didn't see those preliminary fights.
Oh, because you were watching that game.
I was watching the Packers and the Bears, yeah.
Dude, what a game. So Bears come down. They score a touchdown on fourth down on an excellent pass from Caleb Williams into the back of the end zone to a guy who I think had played 8 snaps, an undrafted rookie.
Number 20, yeah.
Yeah, unbelievable play. They get an onside kick, which in the NFL now, I think the success rate is like 7% getting an onside kick. And then they score Oh, no, I'm sorry. The Caleb Williams touchdown pass was to tie the game. I'm sorry, in the back of the end zone. That was to tie the game. That was after the onside kick. So it was field goal, onside kick, Caleb Williams touchdown in the back of the end zone. But then, in overtime, they stopped the Packers, and Caleb Williams throws might have been the best pass I've ever seen.
Wow.
That 45-yard pass, the touchdown pass?
Yeah. All it was a seed.
I'm sorry, man. That was one of the best passes I've ever seen
in
my
life. The wind in Chicago.
And the wind.
Yeah. That guy's got a cannon, Caleb Williams.
He got an arm, man. I was telling Fritzy, I've seen some arms, man. Marino, Elway, Rodgers, Favre, even Mahomes. This kid is right there with him.
From an arm,
arm talent.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, just arm talent. If he ever puts it all together, and he has the right coach, I mean, that's a coach you want that's going to be able to teach you offense and is going to be able to put you in position to succeed based on your skill set. Chicago, they may have finally broken the curse.
And gotten the quarterback.
Because
even the last time they went to the Super Bowl, they didn't have the quarterback. It was Rex Grossman.
Rex Grossman, yes.
He reminds me of a little bit, like, I know this is blasphemy. Reminds me a little bit of early Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
You know,
in his,
because Aaron Rodgers was a great athlete early in his career, had that arm.
Whip for an arm.
And threw a pretty ball, too. It wasn't just that he threw it hard.
Everything was tight spiral.
Yeah.
Everything.
Man.
So he had the feathery touch and all the different arm angles. That's the other thing Caleb has. He can throw the ball from just about any angle.
Bears are – they just have a knack this year. So
they're last year's Commanders.
And the last year's Commanders ended up in the NFC Championship game.
Yep.
You know, so it is hard to figure out. Yeah. Last year's Commanders, are they the 22 Vikings?
Yeah. You know, I can't tell if they're like, this is the year they break through, and then they're here.
Well, the 22 Vikings had Kirk Cousins as their guy.
Yeah, but they were a team that they won 13 games, but their point differential was fraudulent. Yeah. I think they had a negative point differential. Bears are right there. They're just finding ways at the end of games.
Yeah, this team, they'll win one playoff game, and their season is a success. I don't know if they can go on the road and win a playoff game. I certainly wouldn't trust them against some of the veteran quarterbacks in the playoffs. I look at the Bears more the future.
Yeah.
Like, this is a team that's going to be pretty good moving forward.
Swift looked very good yesterday, too.
I think they got the number two rushing team in the league. I think they're number two in rushing.
So
they were number two in rushing.
Another big one yesterday, Jaguars-Broncos. Jaguars go into Denver, win 34-20.
Yeah.
That team officially –
legit.
They're legit. Yeah. You win in Denver again. You put 34 points up against that defense.
Against that defense.
Trevor Lawrence. Four touchdowns yesterday, I think.
14
total.
Touchdowns, no picks in his last four games.
Wow.
Yeah. Liam Cohen. Yeah.
Yep.
Man. Yeah. Never been a big Trevor Lawrence guy, but he's played outstanding this year.
Yeah.
And it's so crazy over there. I think when I say over there, I mean in the AFC. I think three teams, the Jags, the Broncos, and the Patriots, can all still be the number one seed.
That's same in the NFC.
Yeah.
Except they're all in the West, I think. The 49ers,
yes,
the Seahawks, and the Rams can all be the number one seed.
Yep.
I wonder if there's a path for the Bears to get there. Maybe there has to be. I don't know if there's a path for the Bears. But pretty – and I would say this, too, is that as the year has gone on, there's parity, but the teams at the top – are good.
See, I told y'all, man.
They're good teams.
It's not mediocrity. It's parity.
Yes.
It's not a bad thing.
No, they are. They're good teams. The Seahawks, say what you want about Sam Darnold, it's a good football team.
Yes.
The Rams are a good football team. The 49ers are a good football team. The Patriots are a good football team. The Broncos, the Jags, and the Bills, as long as you have Josh Allen and you're the number one offense in the league, you know, you're still pretty dangerous football.
The NFC could possibly have eight teams finish with double-digit wins, I believe.
Wow.
That's got to be a rarity.
Yeah.
Right? Because Detroit can still get there, I think.
Yeah, they've got eight wins.
Yeah, right? Yeah. They got eight wins, so you got two games left.
Yeah.
They could get the double-digit wins. Now, That loss for them yesterday is crucial.
Against the Steelers. Well, yeah. I don't think them making the playoffs now is almost impossible.
Yeah,
it's like
but
the
they haven't been officially eliminated.
They haven't been officially eliminated, but a lot has to happen for them to get in the playoffs.
Yep.
So the Chiefs, talk about a cursed season. A week after Patrick Mahomes goes down with a torn ACL, Gardner Minshew goes down with a torn ACL in the third play of the game.
Yeah.
They get their asses kicked by the Titans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a great season. Maybe they needed this to try to reset, you know, and admit to themselves that they need to overhaul some things. But the information came out today on a new stadium for the Chiefs. They're going from Missouri to Kansas, and it will be.
People didn't know Kansas City is in Missouri.
Is in Missouri. There's
not
a Kansas,
in Kansas.
Yeah, there's a Kansas.
Make it make sense, Ike.
There's a Kansas City, Kansas, and a Kansas City, Missouri. But the Kansas City that everybody talks about is a Kansas City in Missouri.
Yes.
A $3 billion dome stadium.
Awesome.
70% publicly funded.
Yeah, awesome. Always.
The Arrowhead lease expires after 2030, so you start talking about this now, and maybe they have the stadium ready for 2030, 2031. Something like that. So a dome stadium in Kansas City. What do you think of that?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Well,
everybody's doing it.
I tell you, man.
We may have to give up on the anti-dome stance.
Why? No, we'll never give up on that. Doesn't mean we won't lose.
Yeah, we're going to get one.
But I'll still be right there with the anti-dome people.
You're going to go down with the ship.
Yes, even my daughter. She's like a dome.
In this city?
Yeah. She was like, football's meant to be played outside.
There you go. That's like Reese's daughter right there.
Come on, man.
All of these teams are willfully listening to Elliot.
It's a huge W for Elliot.
It's a huge win for Elliot, but a loss for everyone else.
Yeah.
Kansas City needs a dome. It's horrible.
It is horrible.
I want to see those fans out
there. It's not a win for Elliot to say teams are going to domes.
Yeah, he still says it's better.
Yeah, that's the point. That's the arguing point is whether or not fans want a dome.
So
I would argue most fans do not want a dome.
Especially in this city.
Taz, you want a dome?
Yes, Taz says no.
Real football fans don't want a dome.
Taz just agrees with everything you ask him.
Say you want a dome and then ask.
See, here's the thing. Elliot's not really a football guy.
He's not a football guy.
He's not.
He's barely a guy.
That's why he wants to be in friendly confines. He wants to be warm.
He's old fashioned.
Meanwhile, he sits in a press box and watches the game. He's warm anyway.
It's a good point. He's not out there playing.
So he's not speaking as if he's sitting outside in excruciating weather, but the people who are sitting in the weather, they enjoy it. But he wants to tell everybody we should be in a dome.
So Patriots with a big comeback to beat the Ravens to keep the pressure on in the AFC East there. Stay a game ahead of the Bills who snuck by the Browns yesterday. Your guy Drake May leading the comeback.
Man, I actually thought Baltimore was going to win that game until Lamar went out. And then Lamar went out.
And it was kind of over.
And then it was pretty much. Yeah, it's pretty much the end of that.
Dude, the MVP race is going to be fascinating.
It's Stafford. He's minus 250.
Okay. Right now.
If they win both of those games.
Well, who do they play?
They play the Falcons and the Cardinals.
Oh, yeah. Games.
He's got 40 touchdowns and five interceptions. They're going to win the 13 games.
He had 41 the year and he didn't win it.
It just feels like this year.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying. The MVP is usually about storylines and Drake May is a.
Yes.
I'm just saying I wouldn't be shocked.
I think they'd have to lose at least one of the.
Yeah,
they have to lose one of those games.
I agree.
I didn't realize he was at 40 before I looked before the show. Because I was.
Yeah.
Because, you know, oddsman. Like, I can.
Yes.
Kind of peeking at the old Trevor Lawrence odds.
Because he could be MVP?
Because he could be the one seed.
He's not going to win it.
I understand that.
Yeah. Don't put any money on Trevor.
I'm not going
to.
Nobody's
putting any money down.
Okay. Just take it down a notch.
My notch is exactly where it always is.
Don't start talking about your notch on these.
Well, areas. You know what? You're insulting my homework. I got my eye on you.
You should.
And last thing is you mentioned the Lions game, the Lions-Steelers game. DK Metcalf gets caught on camera walking over to a fan, grabbing him by the shirt, and then you can use shove at his face. It looked like he hit him.
DK hit you, then that fan should have fell out.
Well, yes, right. Yeah, he obviously didn't hit him that hard. The fan says that he just called him by his full name, which is, hold on, DeKalen Zacharias Metcalf.
Goodness gracious.
Really?
DK says
that's enough to make him upset.
DK says that he said something about his mom and then implied that it was racial. The fan says that it was not. But DK Metcalf is going to get suspended. You can't hit it. He walked over. It's not even like basketball where he's right next to you. Mm-hmm. He walked over to the fan. Can't do that, man.
I agree.
Yeah.
Now, something happened.
And apparently, I guess he had an interaction with that fan. No,
I'm saying something happened with a. Didn't Lamar hit a fan?
Yes. In Buffalo?
Yeah. Wasn't that in Buffalo? Lamar hit a fan?
What is it when he was walking off of the field?
Yeah, I'm just trying to. When you say suspended, I don't know if he's going to get suspended.
Well, so I think what happened.
He may get fined.
I think what happened to Lamar is as he was walking off the field, the fan might have touched him.
Sure.
As he was walking off the field.
Sure.
Which didn't look like what happened here. But
No. I'm just talking about the suspension.
It seemed like it was a different suspension. Yeah, so we'll see. So there you go. There is Around the League. I didn't miss anything, did I? I don't think I missed anything. Yeah, all right. Well, so normally around this time on Fridays, we're joined by the great Tommy Down the Shore. But since we have Christmas coming up and we're not on Friday, a very special holiday check-in from our guy, Tommy Down the Shore.
It's Tommy Down the Shore.
I love baloney.
You know what I'm saying? Tommy!
Yo, I guess my go-jack. Big holiday baloney business, baby. Oh, man.
Oh, Tommy. You must be psyched, buddy. A bird's win and Christmas. It's like, I was going to say it's like Christmas, but it is Christmas. So you must be fired up.
Such a glorious time. We're NFC champs. It's Christmas time. It's holiday time. It's baloney time. It's the most wonderful time of year. You know what I mean? And we got this huge game with Buffalo coming up. You know what I mean? And this is a statement game for us. You know what I mean?
A huge what?
Statement game.
No. Is it a duel?
Buffalo.
No, he said Buffalo. He didn't say duel.
I thought he said a huge duel.
No, I thought he said a huge game with Buffalo.
All right, never mind.
Yeah. In any case, Tommy, before we move forward, I want to tell you a couple things. First of all, it is big news that you're on the air today as we're at Chickies and Pete's because Pete Cherokee of Chickies is a huge Tommy Down the Shore fan. So just wanted to let you know that. And second, you know, a few listeners have been very gracious in dropping off gifts for us. We did get somebody dropped off a gift for Tommy Down the Shore. I haven't opened it up. I don't know if it's a deli meats, but I'm saving it for you. Somebody did drop off a gift for you.
Well, this is wonderful. Big love to Pete, you know what I mean? And to whoever left that gift, it's heartwarming, you know what I mean? I'm very grateful for all the love and support, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a lot of support for you out there, Tommy. Yeah. So Christmas is coming up. What do you think? You're a big Christmas guy, I'm sure.
Well, I was thinking the other day, you know what I mean?
Look,
I could be a really good Santa Claus, you know what I mean? Because
oh, yeah.
I got the right physique, you know what I mean? I got the right physique, I got the right foot position, and I got a lot of holiday cheer. You know what I mean? And just picture it like this. If Dan is like the starting QB, I could be like the backup QB. They call me Baloney Claw. You know what I mean? Or Santa Gabba.
Baloney Claws.
That's right. That's right. I could be like the backup QB.
Well, but before, the other thing you didn't mention, Santa, of course, you have the right physique. You have the right attitude. Are you good around kids? Because Santa's got to love kids as well.
Absolutely. Kids love me, man. Like I said, I love life and life loves me back, you know what I mean? I'm very good. I can deliver the presents, you know what I mean? If, like, the only thing I would say is if I got to fill in for Santa, when everybody's leaving, like, the cookies and milk, I would just request they leave some bologna and gobbledygook for me and the reindeer. You know what I mean? Because we got a long night. We got to deliver a lot of presents. You know what I mean?
We got a long night.
Yes. Maybe some Dr. Pepper instead of milk as well.
That's right. Dr. Pepper, root beer, and some gobbledygook slices. You know what I mean?
So I'm wondering, Bologna Claus, given that you're in the holiday spirit, you're all Santa'd up, do you happen to have maybe, you've become such a great poet, do you happen to have maybe a Christmas poem?
Absolutely. Just to celebrate this joyous time of year, I wrote a poem. It's called, It's Christmas Time, It's Bologna Time.
All right.
Here we go. It's Christmas time, it's bologna time. It's the most wonderful time of year. With turkey, ham, and provolone, we're spreading some holiday cheer. Santa and Rudolph are eating hoagies, and they're as jolly as they could be. To leave some cookies and gobbledygook under the Christmas tree. If that can't get you in the mood, I don't know what will. You know what I mean?
Oh, dude, it's so full of holiday spirit.
It's now the holiday season.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. It's officially the holiday season.
Tommy, I was taking my walk the other day. Somebody yelled out from their car. They're like, hey, is he really from down the shore? And I said, yes, of course he's from down the shore.
That's my last name. He's down the shore. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I'm still trying to figure out which shore point.
Yeah. Yes, we've never asked. We've never asked which point down the shore.
I'm roaming all over. I'm kind of like lots of different shore spots. You know what I mean, Jack? I'm everywhere. You know what I mean?
Now, you do have a beautiful singing voice. I was wondering, do you have any favorite holiday songs that you might be able to sing for us?
Absolutely. There's so many great songs, but there's one in particular that gets me real nostalgic. You know what I mean? Let It Snow. You guys know Let It Snow? That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Well, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we know place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Well, it hasn't shown signs of stopping, and I got some baloney for popping. Well, the lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Tommy, you might be too good a singer for this, actually. You might need to take it down a notch.
Do you know Creed?
Yeah.
That's Creed. Creed, you guys crush Creed. I can't. That's your domain. You know what I mean? You guys got that. You rock that all the time.
Yeah. I was actually expecting you to sing the Boys to Men version of Let It Snow.
Oh, that's a classic right there. I love Boys to Men. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, of course you do. You're local guys.
Some of the greatest singers in the history of popular music. You know what I mean?
Popular music. So, before we get to your Bills prediction for the holidays, we're gonna need you to do: is it oil or is it oil?
Thank you.
The gabagool.
Absolutely, special holiday thing. Here we go.
Yes.
Is it oil or is it oil? Oh. Did the milk spoil or did it spoil? Do hot dogs boil or do they boil? Where do plants grow? In a soul or in a soil? Is it oil or is it oil?
Wow.
Dude, I envision on Super Bowl Friday leading into
this?
The Eagles playing.
Oh, yeah.
He's just going to be yelling it.
Yes.
Like, he's slowly getting the octaves up there.
Yes.
It's just going to be the end, like, is it oil?
Yeah. We might have to have him here for that.
Yes.
By the time the Super Bowl, you're right, Jack. I'm going to be screaming. You know what I mean?
So will everyone else.
And give us Eat the Gabagool.
Sometimes in life, we all play the fool. So when you feel like an idiot, eat the Gabagool. What's the gabagool? Well, it's a certain type of hand. Eat the gabagool, and sure you'll make a plan. Eat the gabagool, and sure you'll be the man.
Oh, I love it. All right, Tommy.
Yes, baby. Yes, baby.
Coming up this Sunday, 4:25 in Orchard Park, Eagles-Bills. It's a big game, Tommy. The two seed is still alive. It is Hurts versus Allen. What do you see happening on Sunday?
This is a huge game. This is a psychological game for us, but we got some good momentum. I think we got a nice little confidence boost these previous few weeks. I think it's going to be close, but I'm going to say 27-20 Birds.
Whoa, a Birds win.
Okay.
It's gonna be
there you
close.
Go.
It's
like
gonna
it.
Be close. It's going to be close. Down to the wire. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like it.
You usually don't pick down to the wire.
Yeah, you usually pick blowout.
Yeah.
There's Pete.
That's not my
There's
traditional
Pete.
Pick. You know what I mean? But sometimes
yeah,
you
I know.
Go.
Yeah, you got to be smart. You got to be smart.
All right, Tommy.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for this very special Monday episode. We wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas, and we will talk to you next week for a very special New Year's edition, hopefully if you're available. God bless you, Tommy.
Thanks so much, fellas. You guys are the best. I love you guys. I will talk to you next week. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, everybody. Go Birds. Bologna Sopranos over and 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 over now.
Buzz.
It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
The buzz pause.
Buzz, what were you waiting for? Just out
I
of curiosity.
You say that was Tommy from down the shore, and then I hit it.
No.
You've done the show a lot.
Yeah.
But not too many times. Whatever.
That's true.
All right.
It's good to see Pete here.
What's that? Good to see Pete. Yeah.
He rushed down here after the photo you sent him.
Not for air.
Idiot.
Not for air, Jack. Not for air. The top 5 at 5 is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Surfside is the perfect fit for this holiday season. Now, whether you're watching football, hitting the slopes, or warming up to the fire, there's nothing better than enjoying your favorite Surfside canned cocktail to keep the good times going. Made with real vodka, Surfside is only 100 calories and zero bubbles. That's right, no carbonation, so it's smooth, easy to sip, and always refreshing. It's not a seltzer, it's Surfside. Ask for it at bars, restaurants, and stores near you. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.